Hi, I'm Daniel Coates, and welcome to the Sound Healing Podcast for the 16th of June 2013. Today on the show, we have the amazing international sound healer and sound healing researcher, Ashera Hart, sharing with us many, many insights on sound healing, specifically the Zobi or solfeggio frequencies and how they affect the body and the earth, and also talking about some other things to do with health and well-being. It was an absolute pleasure to have Ashera on the show, and after the interview, we will be featuring one of her tracks that you can listen to put you back into balance. And so sit back and enjoy this wonderful interview with Ashera Hart. Thank you. Hi, Ashera, and thanks for coming on the Sound Healing Podcast. How are you today?
Great. I'm really good, Daniel. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, I just appreciate your time so much. Ashera, let's start by just talking a bit about sound healing and what it means to you, and what is sound healing for you?
Great. Well, it's a good question, and it's an important thing for us all, I think, right now. For me, sound healing is a way of using certain vibrations which help harmonize the body back to a place of full alignment and full balance. And the way it does that, nature loves to work efficiently, so you will have a frequency play to the body, and through a process of entrainment, the body will naturally entrain to that frequency, because nature likes to have everything jiggling, all the atoms together. So it's a great way of helping the body get back in tune, and I think it's one of the best tools we have on the planet right now to help address where we are at. So yeah, I think it's a great tool.
Excellent. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey with sound healing? Like, when did it start, and, you know, some of the highlights along the way of your learning and explorations into sound healing?
Great, yeah. It's been a very interesting journey. I would have said that it really started when I was at a conference in Colorado. I was studying with Jonathan Goldman. And wow. I was really inspired. I'd been a singer for many years, and I really appreciated that sound was a very powerful tool. And I started looking around at people on the planet, and indeed myself, and seeing what was the main problem here, and thinking, okay, well, maybe there's a series of sounds or one sound we can give to the body that will actually help us get back in balance. And I was recording an album down in Australia, here, where I am now, and I was about two-thirds of the way through recording the album, and I was asking this question, and I wasn't really asking it to a specific person or indeed researching on the internet or anything. I was just really asking it to the universe, kind of silent question. And I'm two-thirds of the way through recording the album, and I get woken up at 4 in the morning, and it's like with this really strong dream, and this dream was basically telling me that, well, you're kind of on the right track, but not quite. And it was all about Ra. And I didn't really understand the dream fully, but later on it became very apparent to me that the whole body's based on Ra maths. That's Pi and Phi.
Right.
And, yeah, and so from that, it just got me on this whole journey with the frequencies, and I've been on it ever since, and it's been a magical mystery tour, that's for sure.
Wow. So the phi ratio, it's the golden mean, right?
That's right, yeah.
Right, so that's the geometric proportion that everything in the universe is created of.
That's correct. That's correct. It's like a code, yeah.
Okay, so you're working with frequencies that really tune into that, to the phi ratio. Yeah.
Yes, okay. That's right. You could call it the phi ratio in sound. You know, Len Horowitz calls it the Da Vinci Code of sound, or the real Da Vinci Code. So, yeah, it's like a sonic way of taking the maths, the codes of creation, converting it into a frequency and giving it back to the body. I like to call it the system software. Right. So if you imagine, you know, the IT guy comes to see your system and he says, oh, mate, you're completely fried. You know, you've got Trojan horses and viruses and your hard drives need to be defragged, and, you know, and we're going to have to do a complete reboot of your system. So that's what frequencies can do. They can help rebalance us, retune us, realign us, reconnect us to ourselves, help us spiritually connect. They also help us feel more connected to our bodies and our loving self. So we're not stressed out, we're not ungrounded, we're really in a place of loving connection. And the frequencies are just mind-blowing in that sense. They really do blow the mind. They bypass the mind, because the mind's often very skeptical and doubting. So it's great to have it as a tool that immediately speaks to the body, and then the body has a direct experience of, wow, who would I be without all my programming? Who would I be without? You know, it's like, if you think about that, you know, if I had no stress in my life, if I was harmonious all the time, and I was eating the right food, and I'd be, you know, tuning in with the earth, it's like I'd be living a different life and I'd be making different choices. So
yeah, well,
that's what I think. Yeah,
I can really attest to that. I actually had a sound healing session in Oxford in London, back in Oxford in England, about 8 years ago. And after that sound healing session, I rang my wife-to-be, and I had been avoiding calling her because my mind was getting in the way, saying, oh, what if this, what if that, you know, what if, you know. I went for a sound healing session. It was like, bang, I'm going to call her right now. And we ended up married. So it's like, I can really attest. I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm into sound healing as well, because it did. Yeah. It was, it pulled me out of my head into my body and allowed me to take action from my heart. And so I guess that's what you're talking about with these frequencies, is it gets people out of that headspace, that sort of programming and things that run over and over again, the fears, and into the heart, where it's about, you know, the true action, the inspired action,
That's it. And if you look at, you know, generally how humanity is living, you know, we have many challenges. We have a lot of technology around us, you know, cordless phones, mobiles, Wi-Fi, computers, and all of these are impacting the very delicate bioelectrics of the body. Yeah. And so it's actually causing quite a strong knock-on effect of where we end up in our heads, and we're not very grounded. And, you know, you think of the average person, maybe they work in a very high stress job, and they take their shoes off for 2 weeks of the year when they go on, they walk on that beach. I mean, for here in Australia, we're lucky, you know, got the beach and people to take their shoes off far more than that, you know. But for the average person, the sounds can be great, because they can help us. They're a way of finding our way back to ourselves. And we're hugely, you know, affected by all of those technologies, and we don't feel it necessarily because of our lifestyles, because of the food we eat, and we're numbed out in different ways. So you know, and people kind of, it's, you know, a lot of people are calling the EMR radiation as like the smoking gun of the 21st century, a bit like tobacco, you know.
Yeah.
When people were saying, the doctor was saying, oh yeah, smoke tobacco, it's good for you, and you know, it's seen on all the posters, and now it's like, well, yeah, no, it might give you lung cancer. You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it's funny how our opinions on things develop over time. So I was wondering if you could tell us, what can we do on a daily basis to counteract the effects of the technology, the smartphones and all that sort of thing, that's affecting our bioenergetic vibration, and, you know, stop us from tuning in as well as we could to the universal field.
Yeah, well, that's a great conversation to have, and I'm really glad you asked me that question, because it's a really important one. One of the biggest things we can do is actually literally just take our shoes off and get out on the earth. As basic as that may sound, that can be hugely beneficial. I had a client who went into a healing crisis having a session with me, and she rang me up and she said, oh, I've got this banging headache. And I said to her, did you get your shoes off and get out on the ice? She said, no. And it was November in England, so it's like she wasn't really going to. She didn't want to get cold, you know.
Ice block feet.
I said, yeah, exactly. I said, sweetheart, it would be the best thing you can do for your body. Oh, no, but yeah, I know it's a good idea. Sounds like a good idea. But, I'm not going to do it. And I said, look, go off and do it. Honestly, you'll be thanking me. Yeah. And she was like, well, and let's check back in the morning. Anyway, so she called me back, and the next morning she said, oh, the headache's even worse. And, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, I feel awful. I said, did you get your shoes off and get your feet? No, it's too cold. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, go and do it. Go on. She said, yeah. You know, and let's check back in the next day. I checked back in with her. And, oh, the headache's even worse. And I said, okay. I said, put the phone down. Get yourself out. And, you know, I don't care how cold it is, you will be thanking me.
Yeah.
Half an hour later, she calls me back. And the voice in her, you know, tone of voice completely shifted. She was like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
The headache's completely gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's this new book Clinton Ober's put out called Earthing, and he talks about 85% of disease is caused by the lack of earthing. We have more nerve endings on our feet than we do on our hands. So that's one of the things. Having showers is really good. That's why a lot of people get aha moments in the shower, you know, when they suddenly go, oh, you get this brilliant idea, you know, get super inspired, you know, it's because it's grounding.
It's amazing you're talking about this, because at the moment I'm doing a juice fast, and I'm also doing, you know, Leonard Orr, rebirthing and spiritual purification. Yeah, so
oh, beautiful.
What he taught me was to purify with fire and with bathing and with mantra, and also with fasting and breathing, you know, breathing techniques. It's amazing how. It's like these simple things that you're talking about, taking your shoes off and going for a walk and bathing, they're the things that really make a huge difference and clear our energy and make us feel better. And if we can make those things a daily practice, simple things, you know. I know that when I sit with a fire. Simple. Sorry?
Yeah, very simple. Yeah.
Yeah. Most powerful.
Yeah. When you sit with a fire.
Yeah, for me, I mean, maybe it's because I'm Aries, I'm a fire sign, you know, sitting with the with the fire. Me too. Yeah. Are you Aries as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, but for me, sitting with a fire really balances me. But, you know, for my wife, for example, who's a Scorpio, going in the ocean for her is the ultimate, you know, so it's interesting.
Yeah, so other things we can do to help the body regarding the technology that we surround ourselves with is simple things like Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi creates a field in our home. And sure, if we're living in the city, then we've got the lady upstairs, we've got the neighbours next door to us to our right, and we've got the other neighbours to our left. There's different technologies you can use to help harmonise the impact of radiation. But equally, you could do, you know, things like plasmonics, which is amazing. And there are things like a cordless phone. Cordless phones are actually worse than mobiles. They're genotoxic, which means they mutate the DNA in the brain. So if you have a cordless phone, to anyone who's listening, I recommend you go down to your local shop and you buy yourself a cheap corded phone. And I know you're going to all be going, no, but I won't be able to walk around the house and I won't be able to make these calls. And you think about how we get distracted in our conversations, because there we are, we're making dinner and we're chatting with our mate on the phone, and we're not really fully present with the person. So we're actually doing ourselves a favour in two ways if we get a corded phone. We're helping our bodies, and particularly if you've got kids who are, you know, the cranial bones don't fuse with children until they're 21. And if a child is using a cordless phone, far more dangerous for the child. And, you know, most people are saying, oh, you shouldn't get a mobile before you're 21. And it's like most kids are having mobiles, you know, even from sort of the age of 14, 15, or if not younger. And so, you know, having or just, you know, if they insist on having a mobile, using it on speaker, you know, or using these special air tube headsets that you can get, which bounce the signal from the handset to the ears, not through wire, but through an acoustic tube. And that's a good way of helping protect the body. And then you've got things like avoid using Bluetooth, and instead of getting your kid Wi-Fi speakers or Wi-Fi keyboards or Wi-Fi mouse, get yourself a corded mouse. Yes, it may not be the latest tech, but in terms of taking care of your body, you know, it's really, really worth doing that. And we're talking about bioelectrics, so we're talking about neural damage, neurological damage, and of course, you know, that's in addition to cancer. I mean, obviously, all these kind of things, there has to be a cancerous environment in the body, which is often caused by an acidic environment, so lack of oxygen and, you know, eating sort of meat, wheat, dairy, all these kind of things, and, you know, lots of sugar, you know, cancer thrives in an acidic environment, which is why, you know, our lifestyles are generally quite acidic. And, of course, stress is very acidic forming. So there's, you know, very good ways that we can help ourselves. Earthing mats, you can now get earthing mattress covers, which you can sleep with, which ground out, you know, the static that you know, builds up in the body as a result of all this technology. And the earthing mouse mats, they take the static from the hands, and you can put mats under your feet, but you obviously have to have your shoes off for that to work. So there's lots of things out there that we can actually do to help ourselves, and obviously reducing computer usage. Lots of different things.
I've got a post-it note on my computer that says why, as in, why are you turning it on? Have a reason. Have a reason.
Right. Yeah, right.
And, I swear since I've had an iPhone, even though I love my iPhone, you know, I can feel that the interference that it does. I'm turning it off much more often. I think it's helping a lot.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they even use it for an alarm. So that's another thing, you know, turning off your phone or putting it in airport mode, or plane mode, and having, you know, so that the phone isn't picking up. Because the thing is, in order for the mobile to work, it's got to have a constant conversation with the mobile phone mast.
Right.
And what happens at night time is the body is supposed to produce melatonin. And because the body's conversation, because the mobile is having a conversation with the mobile phone mast, that conversation the body interprets as daylight, because it's activity in the space. And if someone's sitting or lying down, going to sleep, and they've got their mobile next to them, that body interprets it as, oh, it's still daylight. And so the melatonin in the brain doesn't actually operate, which is why people who live within a mile of a mobile phone mast get cancer, because the body's not producing the melatonin, which is, it's actually our coping mechanism. And just through simply turning off the mobile, having it in airplane mode, you're actually doing yourself a favor. And I just want to say for the record here that I don't want people to get fearful about any of this.
Yeah.
But what's important to know is that thought is I'm safe, plus energy. The energy is I turn my mobile off, or, you know, I don't use Wi-Fi peripherals, creates result. You know, so we're actually putting action behind the words that I'm safe, you know, and protecting ourselves. And, you know, there's also people like David Wilcock talking about, yeah, don't worry about any of that. You know, God's more powerful. You know, we are more powerful than any of that. But we've got to, in order for that to be true, we've got to be in that empowered place where we are really holding firm to that, you know, rather than just it being a nice idea. You know, we have to really be living that as a truth.
Yeah, of course. I mean, anything you can do to make it easier for you to connect and, you know, be your true self until you get to that point where you can override everything, I think is, you know, why not?
Yeah, and I think that's very much where we're moving, you know, towards. We're moving from the victim, oh, everything's happening to me, I blame everything, blame everyone from my life, you know, to I'm a full creator and I am fully empowered, and I choose everything, and I choose everything that impacts me or not. So,
right.
You know, but while we're in that transition, we need a few little protectors. And on the subject of that, there's a great company who finally, I can't believe it's taken all this time, but great company called Pong Research. That's P-O-N-G. And they, it's a really funny name.
Yeah.
But they've created this, finally someone created a case which is useful for the iPhone. They make it for other smartphones. They make it for iPads. And it protects the body from radiation. I think it's up to 91%.
Wow.
And it boosts the signal, so the phone gets a better signal, and it also increases battery life. So it's ticking lots of boxes that the average tech head would want, you know, but it's also helping the body get protected from the radiation as well.
Wow.
So that's, it's very cool. And I've got a friend of mine who's he's a biomedical engineer, and he checked out the science, and he said it's absolutely solid. So I trust that, and so check it out, pongresearch.com.
That's amazing. It's great when people, solve a problem and then give you an advantage on top of it.
Isn't that great?
I was looking for water purifying shower heads the other day, and I found this thing called the vitamin shower. It takes the chlorine out of the water and at the same time puts vitamin C in. So you're soaking up vitamin C. The vitamin C actually takes the chlorine out, and then you get the vitamin C showering your body. So that can't be a bad thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Vitamin shower.
Yeah, because they say what, skin's the second biggest organ on the body or something in the body.
And we absorb all that chlorine. That's another thing, you know, that's the chlorine, right? And the fluoride in the water that we're drinking. It's good to filter all that out as well.
Yeah. Most people don't realize fluoride in water is not calcium fluoride, which is good for the teeth, but it's sodium fluoride, which has got nothing that's good for you.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's just get back to sound. This is all so interesting. It's all, you know, you have to talk about these other things as well because, you know, you got to do all these things together to have the full effects. But you work with the solfeggio, the Zobit frequencies specifically. Now, can you just tell us how do these frequencies help us in our daily lives to maybe connect with our creativity more, to be happier? I mean, because at the end of the day, we all just want to be happy and happier. How would you say that using these frequencies make us happier?
Well, there's been quite a lot of research done. A lot of people think the solfeggio, the Zobe, is something new. But in fact, they've been around forever. Because they're based on the codes of creation. And the effect of, if I take one of the main different tones frequencies, which is the 111 hertz frequency, 111 hertz is a beautiful frequency. The Russians have been using it since the 40s, and indeed there are many sound chambers across the planet. The New Grange in Ireland and the Hypogeum in Malta are two which have this 111 hertz frequency, and it's basically a trance inducing or shamanic inducing state which takes you into a theta brainwave state, which is a very relaxed space. It's the state that you get just before light sleep or just upon waking, and it's a place where you're in that place of connection with yourself. So you can reprogram, you can boost your immune system, you can really transform any kind of limiting beliefs. It helps decrease stress. It's very good for improving memory, boosting your sex drive, if you want that kind of thing. And what it also does is it rebalances the hemispheres of the brain.
Right.
And most of us are either predominantly left brain or right brain. And neither of them are, you know, preferable. It's like we need a balance of both.
Mm.
And it also activates the part of the brain that relates to social behavior. And if you look at our society and how we've been, our current trajectory has been very much me, and thinking just of the self and not very much of the bigger picture. It speaks to the part of the brain also that relates to empathy. So it's a beautiful thing, you know, to give to the body, because it helps us think, be more empathic with ourselves, you know, be more kind to ourselves, and therefore we can pass on that, you know, kind and loving behavior to others. And it also it exists in other therapies for things like depression, because it produces endorphins in the body, or beta endorphins if you want to get scientific. And the capacity of that then is that you start to feel better because you're feeling good. And, you know, if you look at the average person in their lives, they're very stressed out. They're doing a 9-to-5. The boss is pushing them like crazy. Mm. And, you know, they're worried about losing their jobs even more than ever. And so we're in this very push, rush world. So the frequencies are beautiful because they can just help you drop into that place of relaxation, and you can really let go, and it encourages deeper breathing, and it's just a very good, you know, opportunity for the body just to let go and shift into a different zone. It gets you in the zone. And what I love about sound is, it's like, you know, people can say, oh, you're really stressed out, oh, you better chill out, you know, and it's like, well, that's not really going to help.
No.
You know? But what I love about...
Someone will just throw something at you if you say that to them, I think. Just don't tell me to relax.
But, you know, what's beautiful about sound is that if we just close our eyes and we put some headphones on, which is the best way of hearing the frequencies, the brain just goes into this, shifts very quickly.
Absolutely.
And because it just, transmits to all the cells, and you can get a very instant effect. And that's why I love it, because it's, you know, in a crazy world or a world gone crazy, you know, it's such a good tool to give to the body that can cause a shift in a short space of time.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
And would you say, Shero, that the effects are cumulative? Like if you're doing this every day, listening to some of the frequencies each day, then you build up sort of a calmness, or that relaxation becomes more permanent?
I think that's an interesting one, because I used to believe that I would have a client and that they'd only need to come to me for one time. You know, they'd have the frequencies and then they would have them imbued into their body, and that would be enough.
Right.
But what I realized is it's a bit like a chiropractic adjustment. You know, you'll go to the chiro, he'll, you know, knock your vertebra back into alignment. But if you've got a bad habit, that means that you're going to be putting more weight on one leg, and that means it's going to throw out your back. And you're not going to change your behavior. So, for example, you know, you can listen to the frequencies. I've got a 20-minute version of the Unity Codes. If someone goes to my website, shiraheart.net, downloads the Unity Codes, you know, and maybe they listen to that in a lunch hour. But then they go out and, you know, their boss has a complete freak out with them, or they haven't maybe learned about the art of breathing or deep breathing, and they're still in high upper chest breathing. Because there are many, you know, things that we have to really use to ensure that we're going to keep that stress at bay. Then, you know, certainly the frequencies will have a cumulative effect. But if we still have, you know, other behaviours which are going to actually counteract that benefit, then it's going to be a longer road. You know, we have to, you know, what's beautiful about the frequencies, they help spiritually align you. So you tend to get downloads with dreams and insight into, you may naturally suddenly go, oh, I can sense this food's actually giving me an ulcer, or the coffee's really sending me on overdrive, and maybe I'll back off on the coffee. So it's a great way of, you know, keying into that inner wisdom, which is already sitting there and we sometimes don't listen to, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's a great way of helping the body just go, okay, you know, as we tune in more and more, we're tuning in with our bodies, and then we start changing our behavior. So as long as we're changing our behavior along with it, I think I could definitely say that it would be cumulative.
Right. So someone's changing their diet and changing the way they think, and, you know, maybe going for a walk barefoot in the grass, that sort of thing, having showers, obviously, and doing that sort of thing, and also working on, you know, changing their thought patterns, that sort of thing. And So, and maybe what, listening to something, a bit of this sound healing, the frequencies, maybe half an hour a day or something like that? Would that?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, yeah, because everyone's different. When I've done some clients, in fact, I've found 90% of the clients that I've done many hundreds of sessions with different people, I found that most of us have a disconnect above the head and below the feet, which relates to the body's macabre or light field. And, you know, there's a great analogy that talks about, you know, if the fish in the fish tank are sick, what's the first thing you're going to do, you know, to heal the fish or help the fish?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to change the water.
Change the water, yeah, obviously.
You know, and most people, that's an obvious thing. But then I say, okay, well, you know, we can give sound to the body, like we can go for a detox, or we can, you know, go for a session. But if we don't address the water in our body, which is our blood, you know, we need to purify the blood as much as we need to use sound. So by having a detox, clearing out the body, you know, if we think about sound, how it travels through water, it travels four times faster through water. But if we have sluggish blood because of our diet and because of the toxins, and we are so bombarded with so much chemicals, and, you know, if people eat a lot of processed food, then this all produces resistance in the blood. So the ability of the vibration to conduct with cells is reduced.
Right.
So, yeah, we have to have a kind of a multi-pronged approach where we say, okay, well, I'm going to maybe change my diet. And I think for a lot of people, if you talk to people, a lot of that is happening naturally anyway.
Yeah.
You know, as we evolve and change and shift, you know, Alberto Villoldo is saying we're changing from Homo sapiens to Homo luminous.
Right.
You know, so we're becoming this light body, you know, light human.
Yeah.
So we're literally shifting our vibration as the planet shifts, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And I like what you said just then about the multi-pronged approach. I mean, because, you know, Western medicine focuses on there being a magic pill, which I don't, you know, there never is going to be a magic pill for cancer or anything like that. And I'm not being negative by saying that. It's just that to really cure disease, we need a multi-pronged approach. We need to approach it from all different levels, be it, you know, dietary, spiritual, emotional, and everything, and do a whole lot of things that together give the body its power back to get back into balance and heal the disease itself, really.
That's it. Yeah, because what is disease when you look at the word? It's, you know, the lack of ease in the body. And, you know, I'm amazed that the body has this incredible adaptability to how we're treating it. You know, I liken it to a guy who's just spent, he's just going into a showroom and he's going to the guy, oh, I've been wanting my whole life to get this really amazing sports car, and he hands him cash, you know, for this car. Maybe it's like 200 grand or 50 grand or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
And the guy says, okay, well, you're going to need to put Castrol GTX in the engine and distilled water in the radiator and unleaded in the fuel tank and blah, blah, blah. And so the guy goes, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm going to take really good care of this vehicle because, you know, I've just spent all this money, and, you know, and he's really chuffed and he drives it out, and you're not going to start shoving pizza into the fuel cap.
No.
You know, but most people think, oh, yeah, well, I can do that and I'm going to get peak performance. And it's like, no. You know, over time, the body's going to start complaining. So it's just an opportunity now for us to all start going, well, we know it anyway. You know we are what we eat. So, you know, I think once we address that, and, you know, if we want to be well, then we have to treat the body well.
And, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, for me, for example, me, I have a pretty much vegan, vegetarian, socially diet, pretty much raw food. I don't get sick.
That's right.
And, you know, and I don't look my age. And I think that, you know, people are like, wow, I can't believe it. I just had a birthday and there's like, no way, I can't believe that old or that young, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, look after your body. You know, apparently we don't age. We only age because we degenerate.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't take care of our bodies. So.
Yeah.
I think was mentioning, yeah, about Alberto Villoldo. He's talking about how we're shifting vibration and we're moving from Homo sapiens to Homo luminous.
Right.
So we're activating more light in the body, and the frequencies also speak to the hydrogen in the body. They're helping activate light in the body. you know, so we shift vibration. And I think that's why raw food is so popular. You know, I don't think it's just a fad. I think it's because it's alive. You know, I say to people, well, your body's alive, right? And they look at you like you're crazy.
Mm.
And I'm saying, well, you want to put something in your body which is alive then. You know, yeah. Something which has got energy. It's going to give you energy. You know, so raw food's a great thing. You know, I don't think it's just a fad. I think it's something for where we are on the planet, evolving into more light, more energy into our body.
Well, it's also, it's really about the vibration, you know. It's not so That's much it. About the food. You know, when you put live food into your body, you're putting a live vibration into your body, and that serves to increase your vibration. If you're putting dead, you know, animal-based food in the body all the time, it just lowers your vibration.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, fantastic, Ashera. So you're based in Byron Bay, is that correct?
I'm currently based in Byron, but I'm just about to, well, in a few months, going to Bali, and I'm going to sit up there and write my book, because people have been saying, when's the book coming, when's the book? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do, yeah, so I'm excited for that. And, but before I go, I'm going to be working with Dean Jeffries, who's got Migaloo 2. And we're going to be doing some research, and I'm actually on his boat right now. We're going to be doing some research with the whales and dolphins, because the frequencies are codes of creation. And one of my partners in the States, Judy, she works with the frequencies, and they've put the frequencies through water. And, you know, over a period of a day, they had over thousands of dolphins around the boat.
Wow.
Off the coast of LA. And so they're really recognizing these codes, and we've been putting them through underwater speakers and creating these geometries underwater. So we're very excited to do something similar here up in Harvey Bay shortly. So that I'm very excited to see, and yeah, we'll see how what comes of it. So if anyone who's listening, and if this podcast gets out, I don't know if you're going to put it out before the 30th of June.
Oh yeah, I'm going to put it out very soon, next couple of days.
Oh great. Yeah. Great. So Culture Jam, I'm in Byron, 30th of June. There'll be a presentation with my work and talking about this. And and people, if they'd like to donate to the project, migaloo2.com is the website.
Fantastic.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Daniel. Very much appreciate the opportunity to share my work and get this vibe out there. And if anyone's interested, my website's Ashera Heart. That's ASHERAHeart.net. And I've got a very wide variety of videos on my YouTube as well, youtube.com/AsheraHeart. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ashera. And we're going to play a track from you now. It's the Unity Tone. Just a sample of your work, and can you tell us a little bit about that before we go?
Yeah, it's the Unity codes. It's actually wrongly marked on the sample I sent to you. Apologise.
Oh, okay.
That,
no worries.
I don't know why I loaded it up like that, but these are tuning forks that you're going to hear, and they've been acoustically recorded, so they're not synthetic or computer generated tones. This is the best way of giving sound to the body, to give something which is recorded acoustically. And they're special alchemically created tuning forks, which produce a very strong coherence of sound healing field. And they're working with the magical tone of 111 hertz. So if you're listening, I invite you to get some headphones out and close your eyes and maybe put your hand on your belly and just breathe into the frequencies and see what happens. And when you get up, I invite you to drink some water, because you may feel a little bit of a vibrational shift and you may get thirsty. So love to hear feedback from anyone. So feel free to email me through the website too.
Fantastic. So that's AsheraHeart.net, everyone. Thank you so much, Ashera. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. You are just a fountain of knowledge about this stuff, and it's such an honour to talk to you and hear from someone who really knows a lot about this stuff and has really delved into sound and wellness in a big way.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. And, tune in, bliss out, everyone. It's our way home.
Fantastic.